Randy Curran was having himself a pretty good season, anchoring the Eskimo defense. Joins us now. Randy, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Randy, you've seen John Cornish, and man, when he runs against the Eskimos, he has a lot of success. He does have a lot against other teams as well, but what is it about Cornish that separates him from most other running backs in the league?
I don't think it's so much necessarily Cornish. I mean, he is a great running back, but the strength of Cornish is really his O-line, and that's the strength of their team. You know, as a defense, you know, and as in the game of football, you know, it starts up front in the trenches, and they have one of the greatest, most disciplined O-line in the league, and that's where his strength really comes down to, is the blocking that he is able to have and that can create those creases and give him those lanes to run through. You know, he's not the type that's going to juke you. He's a straight downhill runner, and the only way you're going to be able to do that as a running back is if you have a great O-line blocking for you. So I think that's the biggest factor he has that really helps him out, and not taking anything away from him because he is a good running back, but that's a huge factor.
Rennie, the thing is, he does have the good offensive line, like you say. Leading into that Calgary game, you know, you talked about meeting him in the hole. The problem with Cornish, as I see it, is once you meet him in the hole, you've got a handful because he runs with his pads low, he generates really good power, and once you get to him, the job isn't done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a guy who you cannot at all arm tackle. You know, you have to go in there with your mind right. Have to not only get there and be in the right position, but you have to run your legs when you tackle him because he does run behind his pass. And even when you do make contact, there were a couple of times in the game, this past game, where I made contact perfect form, but I wasn't able to continue running my legs, and he was able to, you know, move forward for an extra 3 yards. And if you watch him on film, that's something he does a great job of doing, is finishing runs. You know, he doesn't, you know, you hardly ever see him fall backwards. He's always going to fall forward and get a couple, two, three extra yards. And that's where, you know, the defense has to come in. It can't just be one guy tackling Cornish. It has to be a group effort, you know, and you have to game tackle this guy, or cut him, do whatever you have to do to get him on the ground.
Rennie Curran joins us. Rennie, you know, emotional is how linebackers have to play. You know, it's aggressive position. You get amped up for those games. Can you get too amped up, you know, when maybe guys try to do too much on the defense and over-pursue? How do you ensure that doesn't happen in big games?
I mean, it really just comes down to, you know, your preparation and practice. You know, going into, just thinking back these past couple weeks, going into Toronto, we had great weeks of practice. We were flying around. We were doing all the things that were necessary to be successful, and you saw what happened. It translated. And this coming week, you know, going into the Calgary game, we didn't really have the same type of energy. You know, we went out, we did our jobs, and we did what we needed to do, but it wasn't that same type of fire. So just going into that, we have to be mindful of how we're practicing day in and day out. And just when we get to the game, we got to continue to build on that. We have to know that all we have to do is go out there and do our jobs. We don't have to, you know, get caught up in the glitz and the glamour of everything else that's going on, or in the drama of the storylines or whatever. We just have to go out there and do our jobs and trust each other that we'll be in the right position, and that'll take care of a lot of that.
Rennie, when you break down film going into the rematch, in your mind, is there much that needs to change, or were we just talking about a very good game for that Calgary offensive line and for John Cornish, and for the most part, you guys did things right, or do you need to tweak things?
We definitely need to do some tweaking, and I mean, one of the biggest things is coming out and being more physical. You know, there are a lot of times where we just got, you know, they out-physical us, they pushed us around a little bit, and we really have to come out from the get-go and jump on them early as far as being physical and picking up our tempo and picking up our sense of urgency, and then also just being in the right place at the right time, you know, doing our job, being in the right gas when we're supposed to be there, because it doesn't really matter what play call our defensive coaches make. You know, it could be the perfect call against their offensive call, but if we're not in the right position, if a guy takes on a block the wrong way, or we allow to, you know, allow Cornish to have those vertical seams, it's really not going to matter what call we make. So we have to be disciplined, play in and play out when we're going against these guys. They're not just a team that, you know, we can just roll our hats out and just depend on our athletic ability to make plays and win the game. We really have to be technique sound and do that throughout the whole entire game.
Rennie Curran joins us. Rennie, you talk about how you need to be more physical, and you guys have, and really that's the only game I think the defense could say that. You guys have manhandled a lot of the other teams. You know, I guess you're just going to have a bad game, I'm not sure, but what do you chalk it up to? How come you guys didn't match the physicality of the Calgary Stampeders?
I really think we had good intentions. You know, we went into that game wanting to win, of course, wanting to establish ourselves physically, but we didn't do it consistently. You know, there are times where we made good plays, but overall, when it got down to it, they were more physical than we were more times than not. You know, and it starts with our defensive line. It starts up front, and you know, we're not pointing any fingers at anybody, but each one of us has to, you know, put that ownership on ourselves, whether it's the defensive line, the linebackers, you know, the defensive back. It all translates, and we all really are successful as a result of each one of our results. So that's what it comes down to. It has to be a complete team effort. And across the board, they just were more physical than we were.
And Rennie, one of the offshoots of what you're talking about, obviously, is whether we're talking Mike Riley this coming game or Matt Nichols the last game, if you're letting John Cornish run up and down the field and Bo Levi Mitchell handle the ball, your offense isn't on the field as often as it's got to be, and it's tough to win a football game that way.
Exactly. And that's something that we have to put, you know, pressure on ourselves as a defense. I mean, we really have to do a good job of just getting off the field. I mean, second down and long, we have to execute in every phase of the game. And we didn't really do a good job of that, just getting our offense back the ball when we needed to in those crucial times that could have helped us really win the game. And then we had a couple of penalties that really hurt us, you know, when we really needed a big play. And that's something that if we want to beat this team, you know, we're going to have to take care of those things. We're going to have to be more disciplined, you know, when it comes to just making those plays, and then also when it comes to not getting those penalties that'll give them an extra drive, an extra fresh set of downs to keep them on the field. Because all those things will ultimately hurt us, especially when we're playing really good teams down the stretch.
Rennie Curran, linebacker for the Eskimos, join us. Rematch Saturday, 5 o'clock at Commonwealth Stadium, taking on the Calgary Stampeders. Rennie, you talked about their offensive line in Calgary being very good and very disciplined. Interesting that you mentioned that word, disciplined. What is it about the discipline of their O-line that they do that maybe other O-lines don't?
Their toughness across the board. You know, they play with a lot of great technique. I mean, at times they do hold you, but they find a way to get up on you, to work up on you as a linebacker, and work up on you quick, so you cannot go in there soft. You know, you really have to be downhill on them, play with great technique. You can't run around blocks. You know, all those things they try to use to get you out of position. And then also offensively, they'll throw different formations. They'll send some cross passions to where you really, really have to be, as the linebacker, you really have to be disciplined with your eyes, because they're going to give you, you know, counter. They're going to give you counters. They're going to give you different things to just get you out of your comfort zone. So if you're not disciplined against their O-line, they're really going to beat you by using, especially for us, you know, they'll use our own strengths against us. And that's, you know, because we play so aggressively. So if we're not disciplined, they're really going to hurt us.
Rennie, talk a little bit about Bo Levi Mitchell. When I look at him, he's still a young quarterback, somewhat unproven, but you can't just get up and get after him, because Cornish tends to take that out of the playbook a little bit, because you got to be aware of him. So how do you approach a quarterback who's talented but still young like Levi Mitchell?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest way to, I think, slow Bo Levi Mitchell is just by taking away the threat of the run. You know, when he's, as you can see, when they're able to run the ball effectively, it makes his job a lot easier. You know, it creates that uncertainty, especially as a linebacker and as a defensive back. If you're always trying to guess, you know, if they're going to run the ball down your throat or if he's going to throw it, you know, it really puts a lot of pressure on you, because what they do a good job of is doing a lot of quick passes when you're expecting to run, you know, and they did that a lot to us during the game. So you really have to make them one-dimensional, and that's what we'll be able to make plays on Bo Levi Mitchell by putting pressure on him, by getting in his face. You know, we have to penetrate that offensive line and put pressure on him, make him uncomfortable back in the pocket when he is throwing, and not just allow him to just stand up back there and just pick us apart, because that's what he was able to do a lot of times, and it's frustrating. So we're doing everything that we can do this week, these next couple of days. We don't have much time, but we're going to be sure to go out there and be a lot more effective.
What do you think of your new jerseys that you'll be wearing this weekend?
Man, I love the jerseys. Man, it's always good to get a fresh new look and to get some new gear. I mean, I love it, but at the end of the day, the main emphasis is winning this game. That's all that matters to us at the end of the day. So it doesn't matter if they gave us rags to play in. Our main goal is to go out there and get these guys in the mouth.
Now, let's be honest, though, Rennie. Some of the jerseys that have come out this year have been less than desirable to want to wear.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some ugly ones, that's for sure. Yeah, some of them were definitely a miss, but I think we got it right for the most part.
Were you nervous when you'd seen the other ones, or did you know all along what the Eskimos ones were going to look like?
I was a little bit nervous. You know, you just don't really know what to expect. Some of them have been right on point. You love some of the jerseys, but some of them have definitely been kind of a mess. But you could tell somebody got a little bit too creative on it.
Now, Rennie, players being players, I know this happens. You guys get on anybody when you think their jerseys are really ugly with these new edition ones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just guys. You're going to have guys like Odell and the rest of the team that just, you know, crack the jokes and make fun of a lot of the teams. So we definitely don't want to be one of the teams that everybody's making fun of when it comes to the jerseys.
Well, Rennie, best of luck on Saturday. Hope you get the victory and get back into a first-place tie in the West Division.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. That's definitely our plan, man. Thanks for having me.